This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Opposition obstructs House of Representatives meeting demanding Home Minister's resignation over alleged involvement in visit visa case. Jeep accident in Bajwa kills three people, including employee of Radio Nepal's Kalajagra relay station. 11 people die and 67 sustain injuries in fire incidents across Nepal between mid-April and mid-May. And Kremlin calls U.S. President Trump emotional after he labels leader Putin as crazy. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting is disrupted today as opposition parties demanded the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak over alleged involvement of the Home Administration in human trafficking under the guise of visit visa through Tribhuvan International Airport. As soon as this session began, opposition lawmakers obstructed proceedings. Speaker Debraj Gimiru allowed CPN Maoist Center MP Bursaman Poon to speak, who called for the minister's resignation to enable an impartial investigation. Despite Speaker Gimiru's appeal to continue with the scheduled agenda, opposition lawmakers persisted in their protests. Earlier, when ruling Nepali Congress Chief Whip Sam Gimiru was given the floor, opposition MPs began chanting slogans, prompting the Speaker to adjourn the meeting for 30 minutes. The House is unable to proceed with its regular schedule today due to the protests by opposition parties. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porwal is scheduled to present the economic survey for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in the today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Sahasudi, will table the Child Rights First Amendment Bill. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant is also scheduled to table a proposal seeking consideration of the Tilganga I University Bill. President Ramchandra Porwal has been briefed on the upcoming budget for the next fiscal year by Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porwal. As per constitutional provisions, the government will present the budget in the Federal Parliament on May 29th. According to the President's personal secretariat, Finance Minister Porwal visited the President's office at Sital Nivas today to update the head of the state on the budget details. Three people have died and two others have been seriously injured after a jeep plunged about 80 meters off the road in Jagannath Rural Municipality 2 in Bajwa. According to the District Police Office Bajwa, 28-year-old Rabindra Dhami from Badimalika Municipality in Bajwa and an employee of Radio Nepal's Kalajagra Relay Station was among those who died in the incident. Other deceased have been identified as 55-year-old Lok Bahadur Khadka, a resident of Dhangari Submetropolitan City and an employee at Nepal Telecom in Bajwa, and 57-year-old Karan Mahatara, a resident of Krishnapur Municipality in Kanchanpur, who was the jeep driver. The injured are currently undergoing treatment at Quality Basic Hospital. 11 people have died in fire incidents across Nepal between mid-April and mid-May this year. The deceased include 3 men, 5 women, 2 boys and 1 girl. Nepal Police Central spokesperson and senior superintendent Ramesh Thapa reported that 67 others were injured, including 27 men, 32 women and 8 children. Thapa noted a significant rise in fire incidents resulting in substantial loss of life and property. In the last month, fires have damaged 151 houses, 101 barns and 3 government hospitals. Three government offices, rather, while 189 livestock have perished. Financial losses exceed 240 million rupees. A total of 110 families have been displaced, with 634 fire incidents reported nationwide in the one-month period. Lumini province recorded the highest number of fires with 143 incidents. Fire experts attribute many of the incidents to human activities, urging greater caution rather, and prevention measures. Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has held a meeting in Beijing with An Xiaoyu, Director of the Asia and African Language Program Center at China Media Group, CMG, and Executive Director, Editor in Chief of China Global Television Network, CGTN. PSP Nepal Chairman Dr. Bista is part of the visiting delegation led by former President Bidya Devi Bhandari, who is on an official visit to China. Dr. Bista and Director An reached an agreement to exchange technology and programs between PSP and CMG during Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visit to China last December. A memorandum of understanding was signed between PSP and CMG to enhance cooperation between the two organizations. In today's meeting, both sides agreed to begin necessary preparations and move forward with the implementation of the MOU. World record holder, Nepali climber Kami Rita Sherpa has successfully scaled Mount Everest or Sagarmatha for the 31st time. The 55-year-old Sherpa from Solukhumbu Thame reached the summit of Mount Everest at 4 a.m. today, breaking his own record. Last year, Sherpa set a record by climbing Mount Everest for the 29th and 30th time. According to the Department of Tourism, the Everest expedition will end from today. In this season, 458 people from 46 climbing groups had obtained climbing permits. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Kremlin has claimed U.S. President Donald Trump was showing signs of emotional overload after he called Russian President Vladimir Putin absolutely crazy following Moscow's largest aerial assault on Ukraine. The BBC cited Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov as saying Trump's comments were connected to an emotional overload of everyone involved. Peskov said the latest aerial assaults were a response to Ukrainian attacks on Russia's social infrastructure. The U.S. president said in Truth Social on Sunday that something had happened to Putin after Russia killed 13 in Ukraine with 367 drones and missiles, adding that Putin has gone absolutely crazy. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, meanwhile, said that Ukraine's allies had removed all range limits on supplied arms amid reports he would give Kyiv Taurus missiles. Four children are among almost 50 people injured after a car plunged into a crowd during Liverpool Football Club's Premier League victory parade on Monday evening. According to the BBC, some 27 people were taken to hospital and to suffer serious injuries, including a child. A 53-year-old white British man has been arrested and is believed to be the driver of the vehicle. The UK police are not treating the incident as terrorism. Now to general with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rainfall coupled with lightning and thunder is likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly regions rather, and one or two places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the high hilly and mountainous regions will witness light rains and snowfall. According to the division, impact of westerly and local winds is in effect in the country at present. There is also partial impact of the wind with water vapor emanated from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition obstructs House of Representatives meeting demanding Home Minister's resignation over alleged involvement in visit visa case. Jeep accident in Bajra kills three people, including employee of Radio Nepal's Kalajagra relay station. 11 people die and 67 sustain injuries in fire incidents across Nepal between mid-April and mid-May. And Kremlin calls U.S. President Trump emotional after he labels leader Putin as crazy. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.